This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, Jonathan, thank you so much for covering for me with Cheryl and Norm last week while I was at the Truth About Cancer. They had their big awards gala, and I missed you guys, but I know you handled it all so well without me, so I feel really good that I can travel occasionally.
Well, our pleasure, Robert. It was a good show, and would have been better had you been on, but, you know, we understand you're out there fighting the good fight for health freedom, so we appreciate
Absolutely.
It very much.
Yeah, now, Jonathan, big news today, I think related to the Supreme Court, and Cheryl Chumley has just written a great article over at CherylChumley.com about Donald Trump narrowing a list of his potential, if you can call them, selections for the Supreme Court. And today we learned that Judge Andrew Napolitano met with Donald Trump. And I have a feeling you have good thoughts about Napolitano, whether he's with the selection or whether he's advising perhaps Trump on a selection, because he's as constitutionally grounded a guy in media that I know of out there at that level.
Yes, Napolitano's fantastic. I am a big fan of his, and I think that he's one of the best people to consult on that because he has his pulse right on the libertarian center and understands really very well. He's also a professor of constitutional law, understands very well the original foundational principles of the Constitution, and he is an advocate of interpreting the Constitution to mirror the framers' intent. So I like him very much, and I think that that's a huge compliment to President-elect Donald Trump, that he is paying close attention to those people who advocate restoring an interpretation of the Constitution that will match the intended meaning of the document and revivify historic limits on government power that have been largely written away through contemporary jurisprudence. So all the barriers that previously existed, such as the separation of powers doctrine and the unconstitutional conditions doctrine and the concept of dual federalism, all of these things that were limits on the power of the federal government over the last 70, 80 years have been eroded away through judicial interpretation. So having people on there who respect the Constitution will reinvigorate these doctrines that limit power and will enable also the system of checks and balances to come back into existence after it's sorely being rent by President Obama, who seems to rule with his pen and his phone without regard to the limits on his power. And that's not a funny thing. That's really a horrific thing.
It is. And he was supposed to be a constitutional scholar or teacher of some kind, and he was furthest thing from it. Cheryl Chumley, your article on the narrowing of the selection potentially for the Supreme Court is rather interesting. And you know what? I want your perspective, too, because I've been impressed with Trump's willingness to take a broad spectrum of input. And it says to me the guy is really carefully considering a lot of things to make the best decision for the country.
I agree with you. I think that's one of his strengths. And I do know that some in the conservative camp get really angry and outraged when they hear Trump reaching out across political aisles to tap people maybe of different parties or different beliefs. But I think that's a good thing, because whether it's just political or it's genuine, it gives a message that Trump, unlike Obama, is willing to work with all types of people, all types of people with different ideas. You know, it doesn't depend on the political party. And we just came off almost 8 years of Obama claiming to be nonpartisan and reaching out to Republicans, but never actually doing that. So I commend Trump for doing this. I really do.
Well, and I take a lot of the greatest example of a statesman, Ron Paul, who could find common ground with anybody and work with them in those areas. And I think that's really a good sign, not a bad sign. And, you know, we have very strong beliefs and conservative libertarian principles. At the same time, we've got to find a way to work with folks. I hope to shrink government, not grow it, because unfortunately the compromises on people that claim they had principles has ended up showing us that under Republican or Democrat administrations, government seems to grow.
Right, and what do you lose by listening to other people? You know, I was a little bit surprised, probably like you guys and like your listeners, when you heard that Kanye West, that rapper, had a sit-down with Trump at Trump Towers, or Al Gore had a sit-down. But when it comes down to it, what do you lose? If you stand fast to your principles, you know, there is no harm in listening to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan, what do you think? I mean, engaging with folks as opposed to just shutting them down, you know, is it a new day in government?
It is a new day, and I think Trump's fantastic. I mean, I believe that Trump has done exactly the right thing. I think his choices that he's made thus far are extraordinary. I really think that he is a person, as Cheryl mentioned, who has a real knack for identifying individuals who are capable people, not just capable, but extraordinary, exceptional in their areas, and who are doers. These people are people who are not going to just sit there and mouth platitudes, but are actually going to move the agenda along. And they have tremendous integrity, these folks that he has selected by and large. And I don't think that he's done anything that I would remark as a mistake. You know, we were all concerned about the potential for Mitt Romney, because Romney had been such a vocal critic of Trump, but not just criticizing his policies, but actually attacking the person. And I thought, gee, that would be a terrible mistake to have him be Secretary of State, because he's lacking sincerity. He's already attacked Trump's integrity. Now, if he were Secretary of State, he would be following Trump's orders, presumably, but it begs the question, what does he really think? And with Romney, I don't think you can tell. So it was excellent when he sidestepped Romney and he chose Tillerson, because here's a person who is an extraordinarily accomplished business person in the international arena, who has the respect of other foreign heads of state, and yet is an outsider and is a true—he's a patriot. I mean, the guy is a person who loves this country, and I think taken out of ExxonMobil and put in the position of Secretary of State, he will be one of the greatest servants of Trump in advancing Trump's agenda and his doctrines over the next 4 years.
Now, Jonathan, we're not big fans of Putin. You've been very vocal about that. But at the same time, why is the left, and maybe Cheryl, you want to chime in on this as well, screaming about this choice of Tillerson because he has good rapport with someone like Putin? I mean, I think, wouldn't you have a better option when you have good rapport with someone to avoid conflict or navigate through conflict than if you're just antagonistic and unwilling to talk and discuss things?
Do you want to go ahead, Jonathan, or you want me to?
No, Cheryl. I'd like to hear from Cheryl myself.
Yeah, you know, this whole thing with Putin is just the left way of trying to keep Trump from gaining steam as he enters the White House. You know, if Trump had a bad relationship with Putin, the left and the mainstream media would be pointing that out as a fault. If he has a good relationship with Putin or members of his administration, the left points it out as a fault. So he's in a no-win situation. And this is just simply fabricated by the left and the mainstream media because they still cannot stand the idea that Trump actually won and Hillary Clinton lost.
Hmm. Very good. Yeah, you're right. That is a good point. It's just, it's a partisan issue because, you know, if he had a bad relationship, they'd say that's a reason why he shouldn't be president as well.
Right.
And you don't have to like Putin, but to recognize that he's pro-Russia, and of course, Trump as being pro-America says, okay, I know he's not going to want to do something that's against his own country any more than I want to, so we got to work and recognize that's our starting point, and then we'll figure this thing out.
Yeah, and we heard from the mainstream media for years what a great relationship Obama had with all the, you know, all the heads of state around the world, you know, from countries that didn't even traditionally like America. You know, supposedly our new bestie is Iran, thanks to Obama. But again, if Trump has a good relationship with overseas heads of states, that's a negative. So it's hypocritical, and I believe it's just media driven.
Mm. So how do you feel in terms of, Jonathan, the interaction of Trump and Putin, you know, when there's some level of mutual respect? Because when you engage at that level, I think you're going to get accomplish some things.
Look, I think Trump is a murderer. I think he's a dictator. And I think he's one of the greatest enemies of the United States. I don't.
You said Trump
thinks,
is that? I think you meant Putin.
Excuse me. I don't think Trump thinks any differently. I don't think Trump thinks any differently of Putin. I just think he's got enough common sense to not stand there and scream that from the hilltops, but instead recognize that he's going to have interactions with this guy, and he's going to have to come up with a policy for us that works best against him, but all the while recognizing that we're two nuclear powers, and we don't want to go so far that we're at the point of a brink of nuclear war. And I think what we're going to find in Trump is that he's going to carve out the universe around Putin through very shrewd deal-making and through very sophisticated connections with our allies in NATO and in CETO and elsewhere in the world, and put Putin back in a box. And I think he's going to do it all with a smile. I think the one thing about Trump is that he is truly America first, and he's going to advance our interests. And I think
right.
with Tillerson, you know, you'd look long and hard to find somebody who had a deal with the Russians that was vastly beneficial to a company that Russia does not control. ExxonMobil has oil deals with Russia that are vastly to the benefit of ExxonMobil. And that's because of Tillerson's negotiations and dealings with Putin.
Right.
So, you know, Putin and Trump are like-minded in that they realize free markets can undermine Putin, and that you don't have to stand there and scream that the guy's a dictator and a murderer. You can just take advantage of him where we take advantage of him best with superior skill in market and negotiations.
Exactly, exactly. Well said. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cheryl Chumley, Jonathan Emord. We've got lots more political healing after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Moore at emoore.com. Now we got Cheryl Chumley on board, CherylChumley.com, and she's doing a lot of writing over at PamelaGeller.com as well. And you can see the links in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. And we were talking on the break about more about Putin and Russia and, you know, where this is likely to lead in terms of the claims that Russia impacted our election. First of all, I want to say this. When it was the KGB and we have our CIA, what are those organizations all about? Sabotaging foreign governments, lying and creating stories, false stories, sometimes replacing or toppling dictators and placing friendlies in there. I mean, this is a game of lying and deceit. That's what those organizations are doing. And for them to say, oh, the CIA claims that Russia, you know, hacked the election, I'm just not buying it. There's enough evidence that is now showing that the disgruntled workers at the DNC that were upset the way Hillary and her camp sabotaged Bernie released this information to WikiLeaks.
Yeah, this is kind of a runaway train right now. And just to pull the reins in on it a bit, you know, the CIA may have put that out that, you know, Russia, they have info showing that Russia hacked the info and so forth. But the FBI disputes that. And on top of that, you have a WikiLeaks figure, Craig Murray, who works with Julian Assange, coming forward and saying that he actually was handed the information by a disgruntled insider, and it's not even a hack, it's a leak. So that kind of puts a different spin on it. You know, I threw this out on Facebook a few days ago just to gauge people's opinion, but I was wondering if this was actually a Russian hack, wouldn't they want Hillary Clinton to win the White House? I mean, if you're Putin, if you're an ex-KGB guy with Russia first on your mind, wouldn't you want an America that you could manipulate easily? I mean, Trump is obviously the stronger candidate who is going to put America first. If you're Putin, why would you want to deal with that? Wouldn't you, if you're the one in charge of the hack, wouldn't you want Hillary Clinton to win?
Hmm. Yeah, I would think so. And think about her coming in with all of the things happening with the Clinton Foundation. You want to talk about a weak presidency that would be under attack the moment it hit. I think Russia would have enjoyed that a lot more. Although, again, I feel like Putin does respect Trump and could say, you know what, I can deal with this guy. What do you think, Jonathan?
Well, I think that, first of all, Cheryl's right that they'd have a better chance of dealing with Hillary than they would with Trump, because the Clinton Foundation forms an opportunity for bribery. I mean, they had
sure.
deals already with the Russians where they were favorable to Russia, dealing with, you know, our fissile material that they allowed.
What is 20% of all of the uranium stores up there in Oregon?
So they already be able to deal with her like that, and you can definitely see all the ramifications that come from, you know, the undue influence and so forth through the Clinton Foundation. So I think they thought most likely that it would be better for their interests if Clinton won. Certainly the Obama years have been a heyday for Putin. Donald Trump offers a change, but most importantly a massive increase in the American military, which is hugely to their disadvantage, as well as substantial new deals to solidify our economic power in the world. All of that is greatly to the disadvantage of Russia. And then destruction of the Iran deal, which is a sweet thing for Russia and has enabled them to capitalize on that with a alliance with the Iranians. So that's, logically, I think Cheryl's absolutely right. Secondarily, there's absolutely no evidence that any action undertaken by Russia affected the outcome of the election. You mean to tell me that among the top issues people voted upon that determined each vote, that among those issues there is somehow a fake news story? I'm sorry. It just doesn't rate. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at the other side, you know, Clinton was pounding away through the last week and a half of the election cycle that Trump was a stooge for the Russians, that the information coming out against her was based on Russian hacks and so on. So all that was out there. It's not that the public was unaware of that. And to the extent that someone believed it, there was far more publicity saying that than there was on Trump's side saying there's nothing to this. They would have voted against Trump. So on balance, did more people vote against Trump because of the hack information, or did they vote for him? I think you'd have to say that more people likely voted against him on that argument.
Yeah, I'm with you and Cheryl. It's a bunch of whiny leftists that don't like the result of the election and trying to find a way to sabotage it. It's not going to happen, guys and girls. But thank you, Cheryl Chumley, as always, to be with us here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour.
Thank you.
All right, Jonathan Emore back with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty when we come back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Next hour, I got some information about a group suing the FDA over formaldehyde and hair straightening products. And it's interesting because when you go on the CDC site, even though the FDA acknowledges cancer-causing components within formaldehyde, they're in many, many vaccines right on the CDC's website. We'll get to that in a little while. But right now, we're joined along with Jonathan E. Mord with Norman Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Norm, good to hear your voice again.
say.
I'm thinking I'm going to hear your voice, Norm.
Thank you, Robert. Sorry about that. Thanks for coming. Good to have you.
Oh, man. Now, Jonathan, is this a plot so we don't get to hear Norm, like it cuts
well,
out right when I go to him?
It seems to be, you know. It seems to be, Robert. Every now and again, when Norm's about ready to tell us something that's earth-shattering,
yes,
then there's a telephonic communication issue, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I wonder I'm sure Hillary Clinton would ask for a CIA investigation through Obama for that.
His phone is bugged or tapped so he can't communicate from the Campaign for Liberty. Norm, try again. Let's see if we got a clearer signal from you now.
Yeah. Russian hackers?
Yeah, probably. That's it.
There we go. That was good.
That seems to be the... problem du jour.
Yeah. Now, Norm, the war on fake news, this is a big thing. Suddenly fake news is mentioned in every mainstream newscast as if they're not the ones purveyors of the fake news. What is this really about?
Well, it started off as a study by a few websites, and they pointed to, I think, what were some legitimate fake news stories, but it's blossomed into this whole manufactured crisis, and it feeds into the conspiracy theories about Russian hackers and Putin influencing the election on behalf of Donald Trump and WikiLeaks working with Russia. And it's really just become an entire... And what's scary about it is that you have legitimate calls for crackdowns on free speech. People saying that so-called fake news sites need to be investigated by the FBI and there needs to be gatekeepers set up for the internet. Just awful things.
Yeah, we're seeing news that Facebook, not that that's the bastion for free speech, but as a social network, a lot of people do interface and get a lot of news through that, are now engaging in bogus sites like Snopes that have so many pharmaceutical and other conflicts of interest, and they're two people from, you know, their own bedroom investigating what they say is true or not. So, you know, if they're going to that level of scrutiny, then you can kiss real news goodbye.
That's right. That's right, and everything it could be used to turn into a Soviet style press where things have to be approved by the government, and the only news you can get is government approved news, and everything else is treated as underground or dissident news.
I just don't have the feeling they're going to be successful with this, because we were already seeing percentages of the American people that trusted the news, the mainstream news, down in the, you know, sometimes the single digits, but certainly in the teens, which is obviously embarrassingly low because they have all the money to do investigations, but the investigations they do just really strengthen what they call, or what we call, official stories designed to protect officials.
That's right. That's exactly right. And this whole effort seems to be an attempt to discredit certain points of view, and I think it's also a attempt to discredit the legitimacy of the last election. And to suggest that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president because he was elected with the help of a foreign government. And there's two interesting things about that is, one, we spent the last 8 years hearing from some of these same people, criticism that, are claiming that any criticism of Barack Obama, and I'll grant that there was some kind of far out there criticism of Obama, you know, the whole thing that he was a secret Kenyan Muslim, but that bled over into people saying that, well, the reason that you oppose Obamacare is because he's racist and you don't accept him as our president. He won the election. Get over it. Well, now those same people are trying to say, well, Putin or Trump is represents an un-American strain and or danger to American politics because he's either in league with or the unwitting tool of Vladimir Putin. And they're trying to delegitimize the whole election. When the months before the election, they said it would be awful if Donald Trump didn't just immediately accept the results of the election. And they're challenging, you know, there's this new ad with a bunch of celebrities calling on the Electoral College to disregard the vote of the election and impose some sort of super constitutional mandate of the popular vote. You do have the whole smear campaign about people who criticize, and if you look at some of the things they're saying, it's basically any kind of dissenting opinion on war, on the Federal Reserve, even on police brutality.
Indeed.
They say that, you know, that's indicating that you're either wittingly or unwittingly distributing Russian propaganda. And what's really funny, and I think Jonathan at least will find this, as a veteran of the Reagan years, will find this amusing, and any of you, and Robert, you might too, and anybody else who came up during the 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s find laughable is, did you ever think you'd see the day when the progressive left wing of the Democratic Party would be using CIA, would be using a classified CIA report to attack Republicans and conservatives and libertarians and other right wingers as tools of the Kremlin?
Yeah.
I mean, we really have
Jane Fonda,
really
eat your heart out.
Into bizarro world, right? Joe McCarthy is back and he's a social justice warrior.
Well, at least we have a former WWE head in the Trump administration, so that counts for something, right?
Yeah.
That does.
Well,
and
you know
we
what,
also
Robert?
Have a.
One of the things I was going to mention, this is, you know, the whole idea of fake news, this is nothing at all new. This has been going on since the cradle of civilization. I mean, we've had people spout false information, and it's been published. In the 18th century in England, they would publish a thing called the Briton. And then there came along another publication called the North Briton. And the information in there was completely contradictory. And John Milton, previously in the 17th century, gave the antidote. He said that in Areopagitica, his book Areopagitica, that you allow, truth will come to the fore if you allow competing voices to combat in a free and open marketplace.
Yes.
That's the great benefit of freedom. So the solution to false information published in the market is not to have the government have power to censor. Then you give the political force that is in control, setting a political agenda, the power to censor the information that they find offensive. You instead look to the publication of more information. If you're a liberal and you think that there's some information helpful to a conservative that's false, then you will necessarily be predisposed to publish that and say, hey, look, this is false. If you're a conservative, you do the same on the opposite side, perhaps. And if you're a fair-minded free speech advocate, you may point out the falsehood of both and find things that are true in both or true elsewhere. The point is, we depend upon the clash of true and false information to bring truth to the fore. It's only by reflection upon falsehood that we know something is true, ultimately.
Yes.
So this is just part and parcel of what it is to have freedom of speech. So what they're asking for is the same thing that the PC police on the college campuses are asking for, which is to allow the university, predominantly liberal, to censor all speech which is conservative on the university and characterize it as homophobic, racist, in this case, Russian influenced, whatever. Just slap a label on it that sounds negative and condemn it and not allow any discussion of it. No, we want the Russian information exposed. We want a debate about whether that information is sourced from Russia or not. We want a debate about whether that influenced even a single vote in the United States. We want all this because we'll get truth out of it. We don't want the government to come in and say, ah, your communication seems to us to be linked to substance that was communicated by a Russian agent to these people. That's called total loss of freedom. That's when you don't have political speech freedom. And that's what they're advocating in the end. What they want is government to step in and change political outcomes and put in place measures that will censor freedom of communication in the United States. It's not that we don't want to know whether the Russians tried to influence the election. We do. We want it published and we want it communicated. We also want to know whether, what I suspect, is Hillary Clinton's sour grapes campaign to try to cast aspersion upon a person who beat her. She's a really nasty one. Is to use this whole exaggeration that the Russians came to the United States like in the Russians Are Coming movie and somehow took over Maine. You know, I mean, this whole idea is absurd. It's as laughable as that movie, The Russians Are Coming.
Hmm.
Mel Brooks.
Yes,
one.
I remember. Norm.
Well, in terms of interfering with elections, somebody should ask Benjamin Netanyahu what he thinks about this, because this might give him a chuckle, because in 2011, Obama...
Yeah, with American tax dollars, no less.
Yeah, supported a primary challenge. America does have a long and somewhat embarrassing history that's resulted in blowback of interfering in foreign government elections, and but this was particularly disturbing.
Well, the question is, Norm, as we head to break here, are you an adult? Can you handle discussing things that might upset your sensibility, or are you a whiny liberal? At this point, it's clear. And the mainstream media crying about the free flow of information, it's giving you more evidence as to what their agenda is. More with Norm Singleton and Jonathan Emord here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We talked about the war on fake news, which is really a war on free speech. Trump's potential nominations to the Supreme Court. Maybe we'll get a little bit from Norm on that. But also, Obamacare. Norm, anything up there for the establishment Republicans tapping their toes on the commitment to repeal Obamacare? What do you hear?
Well, there hasn't really been any kind of backpedaling from the promise to pass a bill that repeals Obamacare. The question is, are they going to have a phase-in of 3 or more years? I mean, you will need a transition period, but, you know, are they going to allow a lot of the real obnoxious parts to stay in, like the subsidies to insurance companies, while they do that? And also, are they going to really do the necessary intellectual and political work to come up with a decent reform plan that actually fixes the problems with our healthcare system and gives us a lot of and fulfills the unfulfilled promise of Obamacare of giving people access to quality, affordable care. And there's a lot of smart people in D.C. who've come up with good plans and good ideas. Writing a bill to do that wouldn't be that hard. You just need to find consensus and find the courage to take to stand up and vote for it. Vote what your principles are, and Republicans aren't always good at that.
No, I would like to find some Republicans that have the courage of freedom at the core, right, to really stand by and say, you know what, freedom can do this. We can win with freedom. We can find ways to get people healed with the freedom. And, Jonathan, you know that as well, dealing on the legal side, much less what you've written on the legislative side over the years, that very few people in government, even Republicans, understand that freedom is not what caused our problems. It's the intervention of government into the free market that destroyed health care.
Absolutely. But I think that, just logically, I don't have any inside information, but I think Trump would find it to be pretty hard to stomach if we had Obamacare hanging over us in bulk for 3 years. I really think in the first year there are going to be significant rollbacks of Obamacare at the same time that there will be institutions of tax reforms that will help institutions help the indigent and will also cause regular people to be able to shift back to self-reliance on their own preferred insurance and get government out of the business of creating these entities. So I think the exchanges and the entire system is not likely to survive more than a year. I think it's going to come down, and in place of it are going to be the health savings accounts, the tax changes, and significant relief from all of the tax burdens in Obamacare. Recognize, if he doesn't roll back all those taxes that came in through Obamacare and doesn't simultaneously shut down Obamacare, tons of people are going to be hurting, not just those that are in Obamacare, also the private businesses all over the country, the small businessmen who are already suffering. It's going to get worse. He has to alleviate that if he wants economic recovery. If he's going to expand the job market, if he's going to achieve all his economic objectives within his first administration, that means Obamacare has to go, and has to go quickly. Within a year, I would think, tops. Otherwise, it's going to really play a number on his efforts to revitalize the American economy and increase the number of jobs and so on. So I think he's going to kill it, and I think he's going to have a very effective, swift plan in place with substitutions, and people are going to move to those things and be back more of a patient-centric system. We still have Medicare, and as long as there's Medicare, we're going to have inflation related to government involvement, and we're going to have restriction on medical freedom to address disease, and we're going to have insurance companies serving as proxies for Medicare. So it's all, you know, it's a complicated mess, but if you don't get rid of Obamacare, you're not going to have a full economic recovery.
All right, well, we got about, I don't know, not much time left, Norm. Any final words before we have to call it a day?
Well, I just wanted to just say that another hopeful note on this Supreme Court was that apparently Trump talked to Fox News analysis and friend of Ron Paul's and somewhat of acquaintance of myself, Judge Andrew Napolitano, today. And Napolitano is a hardcore libertarian, pro-life constitutionalist, and he would make an excellent Supreme Court justice.
I think we're
Jersey, so he kind of speaks Trump.
Here, here on that.
Yeah, we're all three in agreement there.
Justice.
Absolutely. Napolitano for Supreme Court. Let's put it out there for Donald Trump to hear. All right, folks, we're out of time for the first hour. Sacred Fire of Liberty. Thank you, Jonathan Emord. Thank you, Norm Singleton. Appreciate y'all very much. And we'll be back next hour with more broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.